This podcast is brought to you by PodPro Australia.
Welcome to the Recruitment People Podcast, the place where employers and candidates unite to uncover the art of successful recruitment. Hi, I'm Kelly Charity, a recruiter and agency owner with over two decades of recruitment experience. In this podcast series, I'm going to dive deep into the heart of hiring and job seeking, sharing actionable insights, expert advice, and of course, a little bit of fun along the way. Whether you're looking to sharpen your hiring practices or navigate your career path, we've got you covered. So let's get started and unlock the secrets to recruitment success together.
Welcome to another episode of the Recruitment People Podcast. Today, we're zeroing in on a crucial decision many business owners face, the decision to partner with a recruitment agency. We'll unravel the benefits from accessing a wider talent pool to significantly streamlining your hiring process, all while spotlighting the unparalleled value Kelly's agency brings to the table. Whether you're grappling with hiring challenges or looking to elevate your recruitment strategy, this episode is your guide to understanding how a partnership with the Recruitment People can transform your approach to talent acquisition, save you money, and get you a better person than you could have ever imagined. Welcome once again, Kelly Charity.
Hello.
Okay, so a lot of employers would have thought about this many times. I can do it myself. I can save a quid. What value does an agency add? Here's your chance. Tell us. Why would an employer use a recruitment agency?
It's basically about tapping into the expertise, saving you time, saving you money, and saving you the effort on recruitment. So we offer a standard recruitment package, which is basically where we do the entire process for you. We're going to give you one or two resumes. So basically, you're not looking through resumes. You're not speaking with candidates. You're not inviting people in 5, 10, 15 interviews to find the right person. We're going to give you a short selection. It's generally one or two. As you know, Adam, I have a one, you know, one candidate policy, and that candidate tends to get off at the job. You know, that would save you so much time and effort while you could be focusing on what you do best. But in addition to the full recruitment process, we also offer unbundled services, which is sort of a proportion of the recruitment process itself. So you might say, just come along with me, Kelly. I've got some candidates, interview them with me. So you're tapping into those expertise.
Yep.
Or we'll just do the reference checks or various snippets.
Okay, so your clients could come along and just choose a part of the process that they particularly need help with.
Yes. So they're good at choosing, you know, sifting through resumes, or they've got an administrator that can do that, and they've chosen their candidate, but they're just not very good at interviewing. They tend to choose the wrong person. So then we would come along and help them. And, you know, imagine, you can then do it yourself because now you've had our expertise once. You don't have to use us again, right?
Wow.
Maybe. So, yeah, that's something we support with as well.
Because you're experts at every part of the process. So whether
Absolutely.
You want the end-to-end or just to get one of those unbundled services,
correct,
you can add so much to the process.
Yes.
So, all right, let's break this down a little bit, okay? So we hire an agency to come and get our next person. Mm-hmm. There's an X percentage fee to do the whole process. Mm-hmm. How is that saving me money?
Okay, so what you need to do is take into consideration your own salary. So if you're doing the recruitment, your expertise are running your business. So if you're now turning your head to the recruitment, well, how much is that costing in your, terms
in
of
your
time
yep.
and your business? Because you should be doing what you're good at.
Or any of your staff doing it, yeah.
Absolutely. And the other cost that most companies don't take into consideration is the cost to hire that is a failure of a hire. So high turnover of staff, how much is that investment in that person? And how much time has been taken by your team to invest in a person that's now left the business? That cost is never
huge.
Taken into consideration. So hiring a recruiter who gets it right and puts somebody in your business that's with you for the next however many years is actually saving you time in terms of money you spend that you're not even taking into consideration. So yeah,
it's
all of those hidden costs that, you know, lots
so
of companies
it's
only
the
look
time,
at
the fee. The time cost to actually doing the recruitment process. So I'm seeing it now. So it's the time cost, but then add that time cost to then you doing it without the level of expertise or experience that you've got,
Absolutely.
Potentially getting it wrong or not even getting someone at 80% of what you could have
yes.
had, but you've, you know, probably spend as much money anyway.
Absolutely.
When you add up advertising costs.
And we talked in a different podcast about the hidden talent pool. So, you know, going to a recruiter, you're not just getting the applicants that have applied for an advert over the 2 weeks that they happen to be on Seek Looking.
Mm.
We're tapping into a whole talent pool of people that companies don't even have access to most of the time.
Yep.
So again, you could be saving yourself in terms of your time spent on the wrong sorts of people that are coming through that don't even match your brief.
And there'd be so many avenues that you can go down to find people these days, and you've got the tech to do that. And so it really comes to a no-brainer to me. If you want the right person, get the experts to do it, and you'll save them time. How do you streamline the process for employers?
Okay, so basically, by taking the entire recruitment process, we are taking everything from you. So all you're getting as a company is the resumes that we've shortlisted. We've gone through the process. So we've screened candidates, we've advertised, we've gone to headhunting, and we've sourced a pool of candidates that we're going to go and go through the process with. We think they match the brief, but obviously until you speak with them and you start meeting them, you don't actually know. So we screen people on the phone to start with. We then make a further shortlist, and then we invite those people to an interview with ourselves, with our team. Our interview process is very thorough, so we spend a lot of time interviewing candidates, you know, via Zoom or face-to-face to make sure they meet the brief, and the questions are tailored around your brief as a company. So we're trying to match people dependent on what you're looking for in terms of your culture fit, you know, direction of the company, what you're wanting out of this person, what does the role entail. Ticking off all of those boxes, we then shortlist further from the interview to say, okay, we've got one candidate that is the candidate for the job. Or we might say there aren't any. We're going to have to go back to the drawing board and do it again. We're not happy with these people. They're not right. They might be right for a different company, but not this one.
Sure.
So what you end up with as a company is maybe one or two resumes on your desk, and you need to take my recommendation that you need to meet these candidates. Generally, one of those candidates will be offered the job.
Fantastic. Basically, you meet with them, get the job brief, do all of the collaborative part there to know as much as you need. The next thing, I'm just looking at their journey.
Yeah, the next thing you
know, they're getting the one or two maybe perfect candidates being delivered to them ready for interview.
Absolutely.
I mean,
how much easier?
You can't make it any easier. But you've just explained everything that's going on behind the scenes to get to that point.
Correct, yeah.
Fantastic. Yep. Give me a success story. Tell me about a really successful hire that was maybe had a few challenges and where, you know, partnering with you made all the difference to a client of yours.
Okay, so I could give a few examples, but there is one in particular that does stick out in my mind. And we had a company who had actually engaged with quite a few recruiters before they'd engaged with us. And they said, we're looking for a marketing manager. Can you bring us a marketing manager? So I said, yeah, okay. So they sent the job description and said, let me know who you've got. So I called them up. I said, I can't work just on a job description. I need to talk to you about this role. I need to understand the culture. I need to talk to you about, you know, and the hiring manager. So had a quick meeting with them, spent some time going through that. And as they're describing the role to me, I'm thinking, this isn't a marketing manager. This is a product manager, because it was for a manufacturing company. And I sort of reiterated my understanding of the role, and they're like, yep, yeah, absolutely. So when I went away, I advertised as a product manager. And sorry, just to backtrack there, I said to them, why are you using all of these other agencies and haven't had any luck yet? What's going on? And they said, they keep sending us marketing managers, like marketing, actual marketing people, not product people. And I was like, okay. They're obviously not. They're working off a job description.
Yep.
And they're not understanding what the actual role is within the organization. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we went to the market. Literally within a week, we had two candidates in front of the client. And they were product managers. But the role title was called marketing manager, which is fine. That's an internal thing.
Yep.
But my understanding of the job was to get the right people. I need to advertise this in a certain way.
Mm.
And he was, you know, they were so happy, you know, just so happy with the process and how quickly it worked. But that just goes to show, like, if you don't understand the brief and you don't take the time to listen to the brief and really understand what's the job about, you know, marketing manager could mean all sorts of things.
Yep.
Then that was our little success story.
Fantastic. And I gather you would have clients and, you know, that have been long term, so that you get to know their businesses inside and out.
Yeah.
You get to know their managers, their owners, you know, and basically by the time, and they just come to you with every position, and you you already know, and you know that's a long term partnership that was going to save everyone a lot of time and a lot of money.
Absolutely. And the other thing with having that partnership is when you understand their business, you know where they're going and what they're all about, is that when the hidden talent pool, some wonderful superstar comes out of that hidden talent pool, even though you don't have a role with that particular company, you know that candidate is going to fit that company, the culture, everything, for the future or for now. So you speak with your client and they absolutely trust that you know their business inside and out. And then they will see a candidate, even though there's not a role right now, because they know you found somebody and they may be hiring in 2 months and they may take this person now or just keep them in the pipeline, ready for when things are happening, but you know them so well that you know who's going to match.
Absolutely. Fantastic. So if there's an employer out there at the, well, let's run through this, the benefits to using an agency versus doing it yourself. One, it's going to save you time. One, it's going to save you
money. Yeah.
You're going to get access to a much wider talent pool.
Absolutely.
Than you could yourself. Every part of the process, from screening resumes to first interview,
reference checking
is going to be done at a much higher level.
Absolutely.
Much more comprehensively. You've just got to look at that. The chances of getting a much better hire is just astronomical.
Absolutely. I mean, the time taken, companies don't take as much time as we can take because that's what we're being paid to do. And so we go, it's very, very thorough. We had a candidate previously who had done the reference checks, but there was something, we're experts, we can read people. I thought there's something not right. And so we ended up Googling, you know, after many, many searching and thinking that something's not right here, Googled the telephone number of the candidate, turned out to be like in competition with the company we were putting him into. And I'm just like, this is just not right. But had we not done the checks that we do and be experts in people and reading people and knowing the signs, the client could potentially have had that client, you know, that candidate on board themselves and not have done that due diligence check because they don't have time. Mm. They don't have time to go through the checks we go through.
Yep.
So, yeah, it works.
I think we need another episode on reference checking as well because that's a minefield these days, isn't it? What you can and can't do. But again, you guys are experts.
Yes.
Well, look, I'm sure there's some employers out there hearing this and thinking, look, I can see I understand there is benefits. I want to give this a go, but maybe thinking, what if it goes wrong? Do you offer any kind of guarantee?
Yeah, we offer a replacement guarantee. So there's a 3-month replacement guarantee, which is free. So if we get it wrong, and 97% of the time we don't get it wrong and we don't have to use our replacement guarantee, which is a pretty good statistic, but you know, our ethos is get it right the first time. But if we do get it wrong, then we would replace that candidate for free. So, and throughout that process of the onboarding, we are keeping in contact with the client and the candidate to see any signs or early signs of there's a situation here where they're not
matching. It doesn't stop the day they start.
Absolutely not. No, we're making sure it's right the way through to that end of that probation period.
So there's absolutely no reason you wouldn't want to give it a go. And as you've heard here with Kelly and her team, they do things the right way. They're not one of those agencies who just throw you some resumes and do nothing for, you know, for what they charge.
Yes.
You are getting a quality service, and they back themselves that you're going to be coming back because you've got a fantastic employee. So,
Look,
time to wrap up today's discussion on these benefits of partnering with a recruitment agency. It's clear that the recruitment people, they stand out, not just as a service provider, but as a strategic partner in driving business success through their talent acquisition skills and experience. Thank you again for joining us, and I hope today's episode has illuminated the path to leveraging recruitment expertise to give you a business advantage. Now, for those eager to explore a partnership that promises not only to fill your vacancies but to enrich your team with dedicated, skilled professionals, the recruitment people are ready to guide you every step of the way. So that website is
therecruitmentpeople.com.au.
Fantastic. Until next time, it's bye for now.
Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Recruitment People podcast. I hope you found today's conversation not just informative, but also inspiring, providing you with the insights and tools to navigate the recruitment landscape with confidence. Remember, whether you're on the hunt for your next career opportunity or searching for the ideal candidate to complete your team, we're here to guide you every step of the way. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the episode or answer your questions. So if you'd like more information or to connect with me directly, please visit www.therecruitmentpeople.com.au. And of course, connect with us on our socials. All the details are in the show notes. I look forward to you joining us again for our next episode. Goodbye for now.